be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him, but if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you, cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.' Whatever town you enter and they do not receive you, go out into the streets and say, 'The dust of your town that clings to our feet, even that we shake off against you.' Yet know this, the kingdom of God is at hand. I tell you, it will be more tolerable for Sodom on that day than for that town." The 72 returned, rejoicing, and said, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us because of your name." Jesus said, "I have observed Satan fall like lightning from the sky. Behold, I have given you the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and upon the full force of the enemy, and nothing will harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice because the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice because your names are written in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. The Bible is many things. For example, it's a story or a history, and not just a story of something that happened thousands of years ago, but it's our story, it's my story, and it's your story. Now, you may say, what do I have to do with David? Well, have you ever lusted after someone? Have you ever stole something? Have you ever injured another person? Well, that's David's story. That's our story. You may say, how am I like St. John the Baptist? Well, have you ever gone out to preach repentance? Have you ever proclaimed that the kingdom of God is at hand? Have you ever prepared the way of the Lord in the hearts and minds of relatives, acquaintances, or strangers? Well, that's supposed to be our story as well, preparing the way of the Lord. The Bible is also a training manual, the best of training manuals. And over the past few weeks, we've been reading about Jesus training the apostles and the disciples to do what we're supposed to be doing. So we look at it not just as a training manual for Peter and James and John, or these 72 men that Jesus sends out in today's gospel, but it's a training manual for us. Because we too, like the 72, are sent out into the world to proclaim the gospel message, to say to people that Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior, to tell other people that the kingdom of God is at hand, and to do what the disciples did. What did they do? They cured people. How many in the last week here has cured someone? Anyone? Okay, they were also called to free people from demons, and they did that, and they proclaimed the gospel message. And what happened when they came back? They were rejoicing. They were rejoicing. They had the power of God to do what Jesus had sent them forth. Now, he warns them, "I'm sending you like sheep among wolves." He's warning us that too. But he says, "I'm going to be with you. I will be with you no matter what, so don't be afraid, don't be worried, because I'm with you. Yes, Jesus was the lamb, and he was slaughtered by the wolves, but that was for our good. So why shouldn't we share in that same journey of Jesus Christ? Likewise, Paul says in today's reading from Galatians, I boast in nothing but the cross. Well, he was trained as a good apostle so that he saw the cross as the focus of his ministry. And as we know, Paul gave up everything to go out into the world. He was sent into the world just as we're sent out into the world to give his life proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, Jesus, when he sent the 72, he didn't say, okay, guys, go home, pack a bag. Make sure you got your wallets and some money in them. Be sure you got everything set. Did you call Kayak and get your reservations? No, he didn't do any of that. He sent them without money, without a sack, without sandals. Well, what's he trying to do to them? He's training them to be strong and focused on the message being Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. The kingdom of God is at hand, and he wants them to focus on that. Not to worry about all this other stuff, but to trust that, like himself, people would give them room, would give them lodging, would give them food. So we're just like them. Now, I don't think Jesus would necessarily say, go out barefoot into the streets of Waterloo or Seneca Falls, or that he would say, you can't take your purse or your wallet with you, but nonetheless, he sends us out into the world as he did these 72, as he did to the 12, the apostles, to go and proclaim the gospel. What's behind that? Well, salvation. Salvation. That's what Jesus wants. Salvation for everyone. Now, we've heard the gospel. Not that we live it well. And if we don't, we need to work at that. But he sends us out to those people who have not heard the gospel preached to them, the word of salvation, who are waiting for one of us to go out and say to them, I know the answer to every ill, every joy, every question you might have about heaven and earth. It's about Jesus Christ. It's Jesus. And if you remember in this gospel, the men come back saying, even the demons obeyed your name, Jesus. So we know what to preach. It's about Jesus. We're sent out. We don't have to have a degree in theology. I hear that from a lot of Catholics. Well, you know, I don't know enough to talk about Jesus. Well, you have faith in him? Can you pronounce the name Jesus? Can you say that Jesus is Lord and Savior? That's enough. That's enough. And there are people who are in danger of damnation. Many, 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 many people, because they're not hearing the good news preached to them. And that's our commission. Remember, before Jesus ascended to the right hand of the Father, he said to his disciples and to you and to me, go home and pray the rosary. No, he didn't say that. He said, go out into the world and proclaim the gospel to every creature and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Yes, when you get back home after doing that, pray the rosary. Absolutely. Take advantage of the sacraments. Have a real rich prayer life. But go out and find the lost. Proclaim to them the word of salvation. And in a word, it is Jesus. Now, in another part of Scripture, Jesus says to his apostles, you will do what I have done and greater things. You will do what I have done and greater things. He says that to us as well. So anyone here raised somebody from the dead recently? Now, Jesus was doing that. You know, I can't imagine what's even greater than that. But he says we can do that if we have faith. And, of course, it is happening in the world. You know, the papers don't publish that. But that's what's happening when people have faith, when they are truly disciples of the Lord, when they've read this training manual called the Bible again and again, and with other like-minded believers, they say, okay, let's do it. Let's go out and proclaim the gospel message. And let's put our hands on people in the name of Jesus Christ, call God's healing down upon them. Who knows what great things will happen if we step out in faith and listen to what Jesus tells us in the Bible. I'm not making this up. He says to you and to me, the sky's the limit if we have faith. And it means that as we go out and proclaim the faith, we will be challenged to grow in our own faith. We will be tried, we will be tested. That's all to the good for the disciple, because then we will see that it's all about Jesus Christ. It's not about me. It's not about the day I retire and collect a pension. It's not about being able to live the life I think I should live as a good American. It's all about giving it all over to the Lord in service. Because what has God given us? He's given us our lives. And he says, if you are faithful, I'll give you heaven. I'll give you eternal glory. Is that what we want? And what are we doing, or what are we willing to do, to say to the Lord, yes, Lord, thank you for what you are doing for me, what you offer me. I will give my life over to you in thanksgiving and proclaim the gospel. Go out and say to people, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. So the training manual, which we call the Bible, is a training manual for disciples, missionaries, evangelist, or maybe we should just say it's a training manual for saints. And hopefully we all want to be saints, and that we want to do what the Lord tells us to do and not come up with excuses or say, you know, I have to do this or that, when in fact the most important thing that we're called to do is to live the gospel in word and deed, and to do what Jesus tells us to do, to go forth and proclaim it. But God has given us every single blessing and grace so that we can do that. God has done everything for us so that we can not only get through it, but that we can flourish, so that we can be saints, so that we can be like those disciples who, after preaching the gospel and healing people, will come back filled with joy and amazement and say to the Lord, wow, what you promise is true. And it's wonderful. It's fantastic. So God has given us everything to succeed, but of course it comes down to us as individuals and as a community of believers, because we have to do it as a community. It comes down to us saying either, no, Lord, I'm not going to give you everything, or yes, Lord, I want to give you everything, and therefore every single day to the day I die, I will devote to growing as a saint, as an apostle, as a disciple, as an evangelist, as a missionary, because that's what we were created to be. So every one of us, doesn't matter how old we are, how young we are, how educated we are, how healthy or infirm we are, we all have the gift of God, the many gifts of God, the graces, the blessings of God, to step out in faith as these 72 men did. The faith to step out and say, Jesus Christ is Lord and Savior. That's, in a nutshell, is the proclamation of the kingdom. We can do that. We can say that. We can live that. So as always, the challenge is here as we celebrate Mass, as all the angels and saints are with us in this great sacrament, as we take in the readings, the sacred readings, which is the very presence of God, as we consume Christ's very flesh and blood, that's God's flesh and blood, we are given everything we need to go forth and proclaim joyfully the kingdom of God. So as you go forth this week, think of those opportunities that will come, and I'm talking about thousands of opportunities you will have to say to someone, can I pray for you? Is there something that you would like me to pray for you or with you right now? Or to say to someone, would you like to come to church with me next week? Or to take them out to breakfast and say, you know, I go to St. Mary's in Waterloo. What a great community. I'd love you to come and worship with us to get to know the Lord. You'll get all sorts of opportunities for that, and hopefully you'll take one of them. And then rejoice as the Lord blesses you even more in your faith so that you can be the child of God, the missionary, the saint that you and I were created to be. So as we continue our celebration, let's pray that we will be like those 72, take seriously the gospel commission to go forth and proclaim the gospel and to do great things, because we have the power to do that. We have the power of the name, and the name is Jesus.